All right, so anyone else have their Monday completely derailed by that Verizon outage?
Yeah, I think we all got a taste of the digital dark ages there for a bit.
No kidding. So we got to dive into this, right? We've got this piece from WebPro News. It's called, hold on, Verizon Service Restored, Company Mum on the Details.
Catchy, right? Sums it all up, the relief and the the frustration.
Totally. Okay, so picture this. It's Monday, September 30th. You're just going about your day, and bam, calls are dropping left and right. Texts are MIA, data's gone AWOL.
And like, we're not talking a few spotty connections here. This was the real deal.
Oh, yeah, this wasn't just you and your neighbor complaining about the Wi-Fi.
Down detector, you know that site. It basically exploded with Verizon reports.
Yeah.
Nationwide outage, millions affected, crazy.
It's wild, right? You think, okay, maybe it's just me, my phone's being wonky,
Yeah.
but then you realize it's everyone.
That's when it hits you how much we depend on this stuff, these little devices. Like the article said, they're practically an extra limb these days.
Seriously,
Yeah.
they are. And it really makes you think, when it's gone, what are we left with? Work, family, emergencies,
Yeah.
everything goes through our phones.
Exactly. Imagine trying to, I don't know, arrange a last minute pickup or something, or worse, need help and dot nothing.
It's a scary thought. And the thing is, this wasn't just a quick blip, like, oh, it's back, never mind. This was hours of disruption.
WebPro News was writing about it the next day, which, speaking of, brings us to Verizon's response, or lack thereof.
Right. Okay. So they finally tweet out service restored, back to normal from their official account. But
Yeah.
that's it.
No explanation. What happened? Was it a tech glitch? Did a squirrel chew through a cable? Did someone spill coffee on a server? Give us something.
Seriously,
Yeah.
anything. And here's the kicker that the article points out, that Verizon has said absolutely nothing about preventing this from happening again.
Which, honestly, that's the most frustrating part. This wasn't a minor inconvenience, it was a huge disruption. This lack of transparency, it's just not cool.
Not cool at all. Makes you wonder, what are they hiding? And bigger picture, what does this say about our reliance on these networks? We're going to get into all of that right after this. It's like they
Yeah.
think slapping a band-aid on it makes everything okay. But this went deeper than just a service hiccup, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. This whole thing, it really throws a spotlight on the vulnerability of our digital infrastructure.
Yeah.
We're so used to things just working seamlessly that we kind of forget how reliant we've become. And then, boom, one minute you're posting on cat videos, the next you're practically back in the Stone Age.
Seriously.
Yeah.
This article really got me thinking about all the things we take for granted. I mean, online banking, GPS, even just like texting someone to say, hey, what's up? All gone.
And think about it on a larger scale, right? It's not just personal inconvenience. Businesses live and breathe online these days. Can you imagine the impact on a company that suddenly can't process payments or even just answer customer emails?
And what about emergency services?
Exactly. The article didn't get into specifics on that, but it's a question worth asking. How many emergency calls were missed or delayed?
It's kind of terrifying when you think about it. Like, we got a glimpse of how fragile this whole system really is.
And that's why this whole radio silence thing from Verizon is so frustrating. Just tell us what happened.
Right.
Acknowledge it. Explain what you're doing to fix it, to prevent it from happening again. It's about rebuilding trust, you know?
It's like they missed the memo on that part. Restoring service is one thing, but regaining trust, that's huge.
Totally. And this is where, as the article mentions, the FCC steps in big time. They'll likely launch a full-blown investigation.
Which feels like a necessity at this point, honestly.
Right. We need answers.
So, what can we actually expect from an investigation? Like, what power does the SEC really have?
Well, they can hold these telecom companies accountable, you know? They'll dig deep into what caused the outage, how Verizon responded, and they can recommend preventative measures, even issue fines.
So, they've got teeth.
They do. It's about making sure this doesn't become a regular occurrence, so that companies are taking this seriously.
Okay, that makes sense. But while we're waiting for the FCC to do their thing, what can we do? Because let's be real, we can't exactly prevent another outage, can we?
We can't know, but we can be prepared.
Prepared, okay. But like, what does that even look like? I can't exactly stockpile data like I do bottled water.
Right, not quite. But it's about thinking ahead, like the article said, having a plan. Think of it as, a digital emergency kit, kind of like those ones people have for earthquakes or hurricanes.
Okay, I'm kind of liking this analogy.
Yeah.
So, what goes in this digital survival pack?
Well, first things first, that old-fashioned contact list, make sure it's up to date. And I mean, actually written down somewhere, not just in your phone.
Oh, you're totally right. Because if your phone's a brick, that contact list isn't doing you any good.
Exactly. And beyond that, think about alternative ways to communicate. Like, do you have a messaging app that works on Wi-Fi? Even if your cell service is down, you might still be able to connect if you've got internet at home.
Oh yeah, good point. And I'm realizing I'm so guilty of just relying on my phone for
We
everything.
all are. It's just so convenient. But yeah, having some backup options is key.
So maybe it's time to dust off that old landline number, just in case.
There you go. And hey, while you're at it, dig out one of those portable chargers too. Lifesavers if your phone's out of juice.
Truth, I'm always scrambling for those, even without a nationwide outage. Okay, this is good. What else?
Here's a thought. How much do you rely on cloud storage for important stuff?
Ooh, that's a good one. I practically live in the cloud.
Right, but if you need to access something important, like medical documents or whatever, and you can't connect, having local backups on a flash drive or something could be huge.
You've given us a lot to think about here. It's like we're so used to the digital world always being there, we forget how to function without it.
Totally. It's easy to take it for granted. This Verizon outage, though, it's a good reminder that this technology we rely on, it's not foolproof. Things can happen.
Yeah, it's a little wake-up call, for sure. We're all just a few dropped signals away from a very different reality.
Exactly. And I think the biggest takeaway here, even more than the practical tips, is don't just assume it won't happen again. Be prepared, you know?
Yeah.
And hopefully those in charge of keeping us all connected are taking notes too.
Well said. This Verizon outage, it might be over, but the conversation it started is far from over. So, listeners, we'll leave you with this. How prepared are you for a world without constant connectivity? It's something to think about and maybe even act on, because as we've learned, it can happen in an instant. Until next time, stay connected, but be prepared to unplug.